I believe that we in the arts have a really unique platform and a responsibility to bring people together of different backgrounds, socioeconomic, races, ages, genres, and put them in an uncomfortable or new or out of their comfort element position to work together for a common cause. And in doing so, people realize they're really the same.
That's Elizabeth Hester, executive director of the Wilmington Ballet Company. When Elizabeth visited the WHQR studio, I expected to talk about Sugar Plum Fairies and the Waltz of the Snowflakes and all of the expected Nutcracker delights. Instead, the conversation quickly turned to diversity and Elizabeth's mission to heal social divisions through a Russian ballet from a century ago. Elizabeth has cast a biracial family as the Stahlbaums in the Nutcracker, with an African-American girl playing Clara.
One of the really things I'm so proud of this particular Nutcracker is the biracial family that is playing the leads. One is my mother, who was born in ash and tobacco farming in a time where African-Americans and white folk couldn't drink out of the same water fountain. And today she is playing the grandmother and in the process has an African-American grandfather husband and one Caucasian granddaughter and two African-American granddaughters. To me, that's how we will unite our country, is by coming together where we talk and dance and work and play music. And in the arts, it's our responsibility to do that. And it's easier than people think.
Elizabeth's mother, Brenda, is 72 years old, from a different generation. She grew up in a world that had fewer possibilities regarding diversity. She was very frank about her feelings regarding this project and playing the grandmother.
I remember as a child right across the street in a building seeing colored only and whites only water fountains and watching a black mother with her child go to the water fountain. Instinctively, my heart was sad and I thought, that's not right.
Would you have thought about the possibility of having an interracial couple as the couple for Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker?
Never crossed my mind. Nope.
And how do you feel about being a part of that?
I will tell you, it has taken me out of my comfort zone. When Elizabeth asked me to be grandmama, and then at some point she said whoever was going to play granddaddy couldn't. So there's a black man, a black father, who's going to be, how do you feel about that, Mama? And I said, you know what, I can do that. That's fine. It took me out of my comfort zone because I've never done that. Look across the dressing, the room, the big studio where they're all dancing, and there's one black man, and I'm thinking, is that must be him. Well, yep, it was. I got to know him a little better during the day. I could tell he was a little uncomfortable. At least I thought he was. It was a growing experience for both of us, but you realize when you work with somebody or you get to know them, we are all human beings and we all have the same desires, most of us do, for our families, and saw that in him.
That was Elizabeth Hester and her mother, Brenda Harris. This Nutcracker is on stage this weekend at the Wilson Center, 6 o'clock on Saturday and 3 o'clock on Sunday. Find details and extra audio at whqr.org.